Thanks for tuning in to Cover 2, presented by AAA Scott Kegley and Taylor Price here at Arrowhead Stadium. And Taylor, the 49ers walk away from this one with a 15-13 win. The storyline going into this one, how the 49ers would fare against their former quarterback, and that question's certainly been answered.
Alex Smith had his first start with the 49ers opposing him as defenders, and they got after him with three first-half sacks. He played the entire first half, had two field goal drives, but didn't score any touchdowns. The 49ers caught up with him before the game, and the defense certainly got after him with a lot of pressure, making it hard on him all game. But it was a really nice effort from the defense all game long. Seven sacks on the night. Finished it off with the last play of the game, Cam Johnson sacking Tyler Bray to end the game. And that's really how the 49ers tell the story of the game defensively, just really a nice effort.
Yeah, and the 49ers defense, we should note, their twos were playing against the starters, as you mentioned, who played the entire first half. Really a good showing by the defense, but maybe the guy who had the best showing of the night might have been B.J. Daniels, getting in there late in the game, led a touchdown drive, didn't get in as a quarterback in week one of the preseason, but certainly showed what he could do tonight.
Just heard from Jim Harbaugh at the press conference, and he said that B.J. Daniels is definitely in the mix for that number two job. 6 for 6 on that final scoring drive, a 14-yard touchdown to Chuck Jacobs. Nice effort, leading him in the back of the end zone. It was a great catch, a great scene from the sideline, the veterans, watching those rookies and those young first- and second-year players competing at the end of the game, and they were very excited. The 49ers win this game 15-13, and it's a nice, hard-fought, comfort-behind win and a good teaching experience for these young guys, having an opportunity to play in the fourth quarter and winning a game that does nothing but bode well for the next game going in the roster cuts coming down the road.
Yeah, and you'd have to think that B.J. Daniels next week against the Minnesota Vikings could be getting in there a little bit earlier in the rotation. It's going to be exciting to watch. Thanks for tuning in to Cover 2, presented by AAA, Scott Kegley and Taylor Price, 49ers.com.